This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good afternoon, Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller today. And we will start off with John's regular guest, Gerald Celente, the Trends Journal, of course, his blockbuster. And without further ado, we'll bring Gerald on. Gerald, how are you today?
Oh, very good. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming on with us. And there's definitely a lot going on as far as geopolitically. We have the war with Syria heating up. What would that do to us economically, Gerald? Because we'd have to imagine that it will have its toll on the economy.
Here's what first of all, for the subscribers to the Trends Journal, we've been writing about this for over 2 years. In detail, how they were setting us up, all of the false flags that they were putting out there. Matter of fact, Bob, the top trend from our Trends Journal for 2013 is war. Now remember, we wrote that back in December for the coming year. And we began it with what's going on in Syria and how they were talking about this whole chemical weapons thing. You know, they had them ready to launch. They could go off any moment. And just the hysteria. And, of course, you know, that old famous saying, you tell a lie often enough and the people believe it. And people don't look in between the lines. They just read the headline. And from what most people believe is that Syria is using chemical weapons. But I just want to make a point with that. Let us suppose they are. So? I mean, didn't the Egyptian military, and of course they still don't call it a coup in the United States, didn't they just kill over 1,000 people in the last week and a half? Now that's different. They killed them with guns.
Okay. I was going to say, it's not chemical weapons.
Yeah, you're dead. And then you want to talk about hypocrisy? Hey, how about that lovely Agent Orange? You remember that, don't you? That poisoned Vietnam and our American soldiers as well. And how about the atom bomb? Wasn't that a beaut? Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Oh, and how about all of that white phosphorus that they just covered Fallujah with and other parts of Iraq? But don't use any chemical weapons that aren't graded by the U.S. FDA. I mean, come on with this stuff. I mean, they're killing people. They're massacring. There's an estimated 1 million people were killed by the so-called coalition of the willing in Iraq. And so you're dead, you're dead. That's number one. Number two, the Syrians are warning, and this goes back to answer your question about the economy. They're warning. And by the way, as trend forecasters, we're only interested in information, and we know it's skewed from wherever it comes from. So we look at it all over the world. So, for example, we read what's coming out of the Israeli press, for example, Haaretz. We look at Al Jazeera, understanding that Al Jazeera's press is owned by the Qatar government, which is the major player that's supplying the so-called rebels with their armaments. We read that. And we also read the FARS, F-A-R-S, news agency out of Iran.
Iran, right.
So we want to get all of the information. So what we're getting, the feedback we're getting, is Assad is saying there's going to be a counterattack. We're going to counterattack. So my thinking in this at this point is, first of all, two things. Number one, they know when you are sleeping. That's one of the trend forecasting phrases I always use. For example, President Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act that robs us of all our habeas corpus rights plus other rights, allows to repeal the Posse Comitatus Act that allows the military now to do police duties on New Year's Eve when no one was watching. So if they do a military strike over the Labor Day weekend, most people won't be aware of it and will only get the headline from it, and they'll swallow the headline. Secondly, if there's a counterattack, to me, this is the perfect setup, because then they could give an excuse for robbing us of more of our constitutional rights. It just came out today that under the Snowden releases, they're spending $53 billion of our money watching us. And, of course, we're not allowed to see where that money's being spent, because after all, it's only our money, and they know better than we do. We're just a bunch of stupid morons who should give them our money so they could do with it what they like. So I believe there's going to be a counterstrike if there is a strike. And if that happens, it goes back to your question about the economy. They closed down 100 square miles of Boston, the Boston Marathon bombing, to look for a 19-year-old kid. Imagine if a dirty bomb went off in D.C., where there was biological warfare in New York City. Suppose there was a real 9/11 magnitude. Again, whether you believe in it or not, you know, I'm not quantifying it. I'm just saying this incident happened on that day, on 9/11. Just imagine what it will do to the financial institutions. It'll crash the economy.
Right. And you know, Gerald, there's talk of a technological 9/11, and I even heard that there's some thought that Syrian hackers might have been to blame. We saw that hiccup with the stock market a couple of weeks ago now, where the stock market all of a sudden had a technical glitch. Do you think that might be the way in which this is ushered in?
Yes, that could be one of them, as you mentioned, with the NASDAQ. And, I mean, they screwed up the entire market, closed down what? The New York Times got hacked. This is real stuff. You know, there's a saying as a kid, you know, grew up in the Bronx, payback's a bitch.
Right.
You know, I mean, who's putting it in these psychopaths' minds that you can attack somebody and they can't attack you back? So this is very serious. Now, just to replay something, on 9/11, I tried to get my money out of the banks. I had it in certificates of deposit because I live north of New York City. And I know, I'm a New Yorker, I mean, in case you can't tell by my accent. And, you know, I remember when they built the Indian Point nuclear power plant. And according to the reports that were coming in, planes were coming down the Hudson River. So if the World Trade Center toppled and whatever happened at the Pentagon happened, I'm saying to myself, man, if they whack nuclear power plant, you're going to see chaos like you've never seen in your life. So I was ready to get out of here as everybody was going, you know, running in fear. You know, I had my getaway plan, guns, gold, and a getaway plan, GC's, 3G's, Gerald Celente's, 3G's. And so the first thing after I called my girlfriend at the time to get over here, you know, get your money out of the bank, and she had a tough time getting it out of the key bank. She was French, and they started giving her, you know, crap because, you know, these French never support us in this time of need. And her being French, she got her money. And then when she got back, I called up Fleet Bank, and Fleet Bank's no longer there. And I told them I wanted to cash out my CDs and send them to the money to my Rhinebeck Bank. It had all the transfer, you know, information. Because, you know, I do this, you know, international business.
Sure, so what they tell you? Stuff.
I'm sorry, Mr. Salenti, you can't get those. Certificates of deposit of financial instruments that are traded on Wall Street, and Wall Street's closed.
What do you mean? It's my money. This is my Federal Reserve notes here. Gerald Salenti is with us. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller. When we come back, we'll continue on that note and so much more. Trends forecast, ladies and gentlemen, things are heating up.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, so Gerald Salenti is with us. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadtmiller. And Gerald, you were telling us what happened when you tried to get your money out of the bank shortly after 9/11. They basically told you you couldn't do so. What was your reaction?
Oh, just was your reaction, exactly what you just said. And when before we went off, yeah, I said, what are you kidding me? Watch my money. And then, you know, I also got caught up in the MF Global scandal. They stole my money out of a segregated account. So the message of the story, Bob, is if you don't have your money, it's not your money. And all the people have to do is see what happened in Cyprus. So if there is blowback, as they like to call it, or revenge, or payback, or the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Another thing that could happen is they could close the banks, state of emergency, because of these terrorists we're being, and that will give the government the excuse to then devaluate the currency, just as they did when they closed the banks in 1933, when they forced people to turn in their gold. And gold, you could buy an ounce of gold in those days, I always get the number a little mixed up, it was around $20.62 an ounce. And then when they, after they got confiscated all the gold, they repegged the price, and of course in those days the dollar was pegged to gold, to $35 an ounce, which meant that you lost essentially 70% of your purchasing power. And most people, of course, don't know that. And I think that's the kind of scam that we'll see as a result of this atrocity that the country is being led into by our psychopaths in chief. Yep.
It's very possible. You mentioned what happened in Cyprus. We also saw in the United States, probably a year or so after that, if not less, what bank was it? It was one of the major banks where people logged into their accounts online, as many people do these days. Everything's on the internet. And they saw a zero on their balance statement. And they were told it was a glitch, but many wondered whether or not that was testing people's reactions to this.
Well, again, you know, it's like you said, you know, there it could be anything. And so that's what I fear about the war. And again, that's the main trend, the top trend that we identified for 2013. And as I wrote back in 2008 when the financial systems were collapsing, I said, when all else fails, they'll take you to war. I mean, I have to tell you what aggravates me so much are these hypocrite liberals, these Obama apologists. When Bush was doing this with Iraq, they were screaming bloody murder. And now they have lockjaw, and worse than that, they're even supporting it. Well, he's killing his people with nerve gas, I tell you. You know, I mean, just disgusting, the hypocrisy. And there's a wonderful line, whether it's Jesus, Muhammad, or Buddha, the Quran, or the Bible, there is no salvation for the hypocrite. And boy, do we have them out there.
That's exactly right. They're hypocrites. And people should see beyond the left-right paradigm by now. But they're so controlled by the propaganda in the media, they're so distracted, whether it's by Trayvon Martin or most recently, I hate to even bring up her name, but Miley Cyrus. People are totally distracted. And you know, Gerald, you can't blame them to a certain extent, although we can blame them. But, you know, they go and they work their 9-to-5s and they come home and they try to, you know, eat a meal and they don't have time to think because everyone's just over broke with their jobs.
What 9-to-5?
Yeah,
that's the old days. You know, who ever heard of getting up at 5:30 in the morning? You know, now everybody, you know, so many people do it. You know, just by the way, here at the Trends Journal, we begin our day at 10 in the morning, and we work to 6 at night. Mm-hmm. And I want to have a civilized atmosphere.
I want to ask you about Syria. Somebody who is a bit of a novice asked me, they said, Bob, what's going on with Syria? Why do you think we really are going to set up a conflict? And we know the underlying influence with war and our economy. But they asked me, they said, Bob, does Syria play ball with the IMF? Does Syria have a central bank? Gerald, let me ask you that same question I was asked. Is there something to that?
There is, but there was also, to me, the big one, it's Iran. Iran is their ally.
Right. Yeah, they're a satellite state, essentially.
And the real mission is Syria first, Iran next. And anybody who thinks the United States or Israel or anybody who's going to take out Iran is out of their mind. These are the Persians. They're 70 million plus strong. This is a highly educated society. These aren't the, you know, you're fighting a real army, you know, not an Assad-level army or a Hussein-level. This is for real. And the second thing is that Syria is the only place where the Chinese and the Russians have ports in the Mediterranean. As a matter of fact, Russia's sending ships out now as we speak, as this conflict is heating up, into the Syrian ports and into the Mediterranean. So that, to me, is the real issue. It's Iran. Iran's on the radar.
And then beyond that, you mentioned Russia and China. How much of an influence do they play in all of this? And is it possible that we're going to see essentially World War III as a result of going into Syria? Is that going to be the first of the domino effect?
Yes. I don't know if it's going to be the major Axis and Allies type of powers. You know, in 2000, I was down in VMI, Virginia Military Institute. They brought me down to speak of New Millennium Warfare. I'd just written Trends 2000 a few years early. As a matter of fact, General Anthony Zinni, who was the head of the Marines, was down there as well. We became, you know, pen pals after that. And I was the keynote speaker. He was on the panel afterwards. And I talked about what New Millennium Warfare would look like and what World War III would look like. But you know that saying, Bob, that generals keep fighting the last war. This
right.
isn't going to be about F-35s or these ships and carriers. It's going to be about suitcase-sized nukes, dirty bombs. It's going to be a real war of terror. And you could do it now. You don't have to fight these wars like you used to. And that's the way I see World War III, an ongoing, endless battle that kills millions in different sweeps. And that keeps flaring up and dying down, but a constant state of war. If we the people continue to let our leaders take us there. And I'm listening to Obama's words on NPR last night, and he said, yeah, I haven't decided. What do you mean you haven't decided? And who anointed this guy king?
Well, somebody's decided for him. He's not the decision maker, in my opinion, at the end of the day. He's just a suit.
Well, again, it was the same thing with Bush. He called himself the decider-in-chief. But whatever happened to the Constitution? Whatever happened to Congress? And one of my essential push for change is, let we the people vote. You want to go to war? Let the people vote. Because the senator's son and the congresswoman's daughters don't go fight the battles. We do.
They don't even get to choose anymore. The Senate doesn't even choose anymore.
I know.
Now with the idea that the president has executive order privileges, they don't even choose anymore. So it's one big farce. The whole political system is rigged in a sense for the benefit of the military-industrial complex, whatever that is or isn't these days, so on and so forth. Gerald, in the final moments, give me some solutions. You know, with the Trends Journal, we have a lot of fear, you know, factual stuff that we need to be weary of. But at the end of the day, what are the solutions? Because guys like me, we want to do something about this. We don't want to just sit here and bitch. We want to do something about it. So what, in your eyes, can we do?
You know, here's my personal belief. It's when everybody gets in shape, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you rise to higher levels, and you come up with new thoughts and new ideas. And when the individual changes, everything changes. And to me, that's the beginning. There's no magic answer. It's the individual. It's courage, dignity, respect, passion, integrity, and the belief that there's nobody that should tell you how to think, and you need to think for yourself.
Okay, Gerald, we'll leave it with that. Thank you again for your reports. Everybody get a copy of the Trend Journal.
K-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Oh, it's great to hear what Gerald Celente has to say. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller. There is a lot to get to. In the next half hour, I will be discussing quite a bit of information that needs to be discussed and is not discussed, for that matter, by the lamestream media and even much of the alternative media. But you'll hear it right here on John's show. Obama takes more executive action against gun owners. There is a war against the Second Amendment. Perhaps the powers that shouldn't be are concerned with the fact that here in the United States, we have firearms. Are we the last beacon of hope? Is the fact that we are armed and able to protect ourselves from tyranny a major threat to the establishment? I think so, and so does Barry Sotero. He has done something, once again, that is a major threat to our Second Amendment. I will tell you about that in just a moment. I also want to talk about Syria some more. There is an accusation out there that the Western Special Forces from the Mossad, from the United States, the CIA, are working with the death squad. That's right, I said the Mossad and the CIA are working with the death squads in Syria, and there is lots of accusations
flying at the so-called Syrian rebels, being the ones who are the real perpetrators of the use of none other than chemical weapons. You notice that's a buzzword. It's, well, it's the new weapons of mass destruction. You forgot the WMDs, right? Remember, the buzzword for a while was WMD, WMD. Folks, is this not a bit of deja vu happening right now? Does this not seem real familiar to you? Sick babies dying, being shown on the news. A evil dictator using chemical weapons against his own people. Let us not forget that some of the chemical weapons that were supplied to the Middle East originally came from yours truly here in the United States. During the Iraqi-Iranian conflict, we supplied that evil dictator, Saddam Hussein, who we later hung, with chemical weapons to kill children and so on and so forth. And as Gerald Celente pointed out in the last segment, Agent Orange, ring a bell? We just lost Colonel Bowman. Colonel Bob Bowman passed away after a long battle with cancer that he got from being exposed to Agent Orange. And may he rest in peace. For those that don't know his contribution, or know of his contribution, rather, to humanity, please look at what he had to say about 9/11. He is, or was, a major voice in the truth community, if you will. But yeah, the Agent Orange, something we, well, not you and I, but, you know, the powers that shouldn't be here in the States, sponsored and used. And of course, where is Agent Orange from? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Monsanto. The same crooks involved with poisoning our food supply and so on and so forth. Next week on my personal show, the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll be talking with Brandon Turbeville about the Syrian situation. He wrote a new book on Syria and is a wealth of information. By the way, for those that don't know, starting next week, I'll be going back to Monday through Friday after a brief hiatus. Starting the 2nd of September, the Bob Tuscan Show will air right here from 9 to midnight Central Time. 3 hours a day, 9 to midnight Central Time, and we have a lot of guests and commentary to get to, as well as your calls, which I will take throughout today's show as well. So if you'd like to call up and contribute to anything I've had to say so far, feel free to do so. Let's open the lines, Mr. Producer, at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I also want to talk about Fukushima. It has not gone away, ladies and gentlemen. It continues to be a extremely difficult and dangerous situation. Your days of eating Pacific Ocean fish are over, but it's not just the seafood. With 450 tons of contaminated water that contains radioactive iodine, cesium, and strontium flooding the Pacific Ocean, there's no doubt in my mind that the way in which we know life on this planet will cease to exist before we know it if this is not put in check. I am very concerned with the situation, as I know many of you are as well. But once again, we don't hear about this from the lamestream media. We just don't. There's not a peep from them, which is, well, pretty darn disturbing when you look at the magnitude of this situation. Next week on my show as well, I'll have Rad Chick on, Christina Consolo, who has done a lot of research on the Fukushima situation, and we will keep you updated as news comes from that situation. Okay, let's get back to this Barry Sotero executive action against gun owners. Is the President of the United States allowed to, by executive decree, ban certain guns and limit who can own them? Well, I think the obvious answer is no. Well, that's exactly what Obama has done just today, ladies and gentlemen. The White House announced today that Obama has taken two more executive actions without congressional approval that appear to infringe on the Second Amendment. Are you buying ammo? Is this not troubling as heck? Does this not make you want to go and hold on to your guns even firmer? You know, they had a little bit of a boo-boo because after the Sandy Hook shooting and all the propaganda that came from that, gun sales went through the roof. And the American people, of course, are not the only ones stocking up. We saw the reports that DHS and even the Social Security Administration are stocking up on hollow-tip bullets, more rounds than there are heads here in the United States easily. I think it's billions of rounds. So there's no doubt in my mind that they're getting ready, and the American people seem to be very concerned as well about their rights to bear arms. Here's the short of it. If you own a gun that Obama vaguely defines as one of the most dangerous weapons, such as machine guns and short-barreled shotguns, you are now hereby ordered to come forward, register it, and submit to a background check in order to lawfully possess it. Otherwise, you'll be deemed a criminal engaging in criminal behavior. Law-abiding citizens who own guns are not the ones to be deeming criminals. And at the end of the day, a real criminal is going to get a machine gun or a short-barreled shotgun, regardless of a background check or registering it or any of the BS that Barry Sotero, BS, wants us to do. The administration's fact sheet about today's executive action states, listen to this, I'm going to quote directly from their fact sheet. Quote, current law places special restrictions on many of the most dangerous weapons, such as machine guns and short-barreled shotguns. These weapons must be registered, and in order to lawfully possess them, a prospective buyer must undergo a fingerprint-based background check. Are these bureaucratic rules something that you're willing to put up with? Or is this a slippery slope? That's what I want to hear from you about. 800-313-9443. Should we say, okay, Barry Sotero, I'll register. I have nothing to hide. Here are my fingerprints. I'll give you my DNA. If you want to chip me, you can chip me. As long as we can have our right to bear arms, we'll jump through the hoops that you want us to jump through. Should we say that? Should we do that? 800-313-9443. Or are you like me, somebody who believes that this is incrementally getting us to the point in which they're going to take away the guns? That's what's really at hand here. That is the true agenda. And when we come back in just a moment, we'll continue to flesh this out and talk about so much more. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com,
We will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So while everybody is extremely concerned with the prospect of war in Syria, as they should be, Barry Sotero, BS, has decided to make another executive decision or an executive action against the Second Amendment. And yes, this isn't flat out taking away guns out of people's hands, but these executive orders, in my opinion, are incrementally getting us closer and closer to, well, a total government gun grab back. And this isn't a buyback, this is a grab back, where the guns will come in, kick down your door, and take away the guns. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443, and I want to get to as many callers in this segment about this or anything else. Next hour, I will continue to talk about this and take your calls. I also want to get into the Syrian situation further. There is now reports that the Western Special Forces are working with the death squads in Syria. Surprise, surprise. Well, no, not really. Fukushima continues to be a major issue, and there's quite a bit more in my stack that we'll get to next hour. But first, let's wrap up this hour with as many calls as we can fit. Fred in Michigan, you're up.
Peter. Well, okay. The gun issue, It's, I guess, Dennis Kucinich out of Ohio who said the Second Amendment isn't about shooting, sports hunting, or self-protection. It's about primarily the sovereign, independent state republics having their own security force in the form of a militia to guard against a tyrannical federal government, which obviously it has become.
Well, that might be the case, and I don't doubt that that's important, Fred. However, do we stand a chance when the military and certain agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and so on and so forth have overwhelming power, have weapons that go beyond no matter how many shotguns and rifles we collect?
Okay. All right, Bob, what you get, you need input from sources that can provide credible, what should we say, credible solutions. Executive orders and PDDs exist only with the blessing of Congress. They have, I'm pretty sure it's 60 days, if not 90, to reject them. Okay? So we have to organize, like Sheriff Richard Mack said, we're going to have to organize, we're going to have to get into action and acknowledge the fact that what we've been taught or have been lies all of our lives, that we can't fight City Hall, let alone beat or defeat City Hall, but we can. The fact is, people can still go to jail for violating their oath of office, which is a contract, for violating all the other contracts involving revenues they collect from the taxpayer electorate. If the taxpayer electorate doesn't want the county sheriff who is not fulfilling the people's best wishes or desires, then the people have to take action against the county sheriff, for instance, and the governor, for instance. So it starts at the county level, and I think what's going to happen is, since the cops, et cetera, they have their own families, yeah, there's always going to be the blood sport, maniacal, egomaniac villains who are willing to kill anybody they're ordered to kill, okay? But I say those are a drastic minority.
Well, that's so, you might be right, Fred, and we completely agree on the importance of the sheriff. It's a definite check in our system of checks and balances. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Brian in Colorado. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, Bob Tuscan for sheriff.
Yeah, well, that was something that I had thought about doing for a while, and I might still get to it. Who knows?
Right on. Right. Well, I hope you do, Bob. You're a hero to me, Bob. I've been listening to you on and off for a while now, and you're a brave, brave man. I love you for what you do. Nothing weird, but I love you for what you do, man.
Thanks, dude. No worries.
Okay, well, I'm up here in Summit County, Colorado, and they have their own money system. I'm sure you've heard of these going on around the country. And, it says something about the population here. Not everybody's involved, but a lot of people are somewhere, let's say, on the freedom train, if you will. And I know it's just with this local currency going around, it gives people who are informed, an active thing to involve themselves with. And so what I'm saying here is I got here only a few months ago, and there's about 80 businesses using the local currency. You know, you can only spend it at these businesses. Now there's up to 120 businesses or something.
That's
like
amazing.
That.
That's amazing. That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, and it's getting, like, hip and popular now. I just went to the, farmer's market, and I said something about one of these guys, hey, do you take the Mountain Hours, local currency? And they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And a bunch of teenagers were walking by, and I said something. I was like, hey, local currency, baby. And they were like, yeah, local currency, man. So it's getting very
Just don't buy any raw milk with that currency, Brian, because you might get in trouble.
Yeah, Right, and to piggyback maybe a little bit on what Fred is saying, yeah, okay, so the glove is coming off of the iron fist of the corporatocracy we're living in. You know, it needs enforcers, you know, and a lot of police, they don't really even know, you know, what they're enforcing. So what I'm finding here is, you know, so you got the local currency going on. Everybody's, or a lot of people are using it, including law enforcement and their families, you know. And, well, anyway, that's really all I have to say. I found that the local currency is a good way of peaceful, non-compliant, conscientious objection to what's going on, you know.
I like it, Brian. It's a great initiative, and we ought to do more shows on that topic. Thank you so much for your call. Let's go to John in Texas. Hello, John.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask you a question. What's your question?
Okay. What was the executive order about that you mentioned earlier about the guns?
It
required a background check and fingerprinting for Class 3 weapons?
Right, machine guns and short-barreled shotguns.
Okay, well, now you know that's always been the case for those kind of weapons for years, decades.
Building anybody on the 23 executive actions the president and vice president unveiled last January. Let's see here. Yeah, you know, that's a good point, John. I'm not sure what about this is anything new. Perhaps this is just a symbol. Perhaps this is just trying to get us to be upset about the actions coming against our Second Amendment.
Well, I guess what he's doing, forever you've had to, since that law was passed in 68, you had to get a background check, you had to have your fingerprints taken, submit with an ATF form, and you also either had the signature of the sheriff of the county saying it was okay with him, or the chief of police of your city. Well, it got to where no law enforcement official would do that. It got risky for them. It wasn't politically correct. So, like, I'm in Texas, Dallas County. Neither the sheriff nor the chief of police here you couldn't even think about going to them and getting them to sign one of those ATF forms so you could have a machine gun. So what people began to do was you could get around this by invoking, writing up a living trust. And you could put these items in this trust. And that way, the ATF did not require the fingerprinting or a background check. So that's the route most everybody's been going these days.
Well, I'll have to read more on that, John, but perhaps this executive order is trying to get rid of that gray area.
Exactly. So yep. It seems to be what it's about. They figured out, hey, these people are getting, you know, these people are all getting these living trusts, and they can put these weapons in that trust, and then they can own them. And by the way, with the trust, anybody you put in the trust, you name in it, your kids.
Exactly. Anyway. All right. Good points, John. I appreciate the call and the clarification. We'll come back with more calls in just a moment.
Freedom ain't free.